Blog Talk Radio.
Creamy Friday.
You are listening to Creamy Friday with me, Shay Shay, the Sun Goddess. Tune in from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. here on FCWHHA Radio Show.
Girl, Shay Shay the Sun Goddess, and you are now listening to Creamy Fridays. In case no one got the update, I, Shay Shay, host from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Creamy Fridays. And guess who hosts the rest of the show? Miss Chocolate herself. That is right. We are sharing Creamy Fridays. So I host the first part, and she hosts the last. All right, so we are on our way to Whoville on the South Side on Brownsville Road, 2036 Carrick Lane. That's right, Whoville on the South Side on Brownsville Road. To get in, you have to bring your ID. There's 21 and up. Bring $3 at the door. Like I said, 21 up. Please bring ID or you cannot get in. We definitely don't play with that. There is no... We have no slip-ups. You just bring your ID, and that's it. We don't even care if you have your birth certificate. It's your ID. Your ID. No social, no birth certificate. ID, please. $3 at the door. Good music, DJed by KK Ken Picasso. If you don't know who that is, type her up on Facebook. Oh, Esther's going to be there. That's right, the whole squad. If y'all know who we are, then y'all are sad and y'all live under a rock because we are everywhere. But, you know, Google us or Facebook us. It is going down, y'all. It is definitely going down. But I have the question of the night. The question of the night is, would you bring your creep to the house knowing that your spouse is there? Yes, that is right. Would you bring your creep to the house knowing that your spouse is there? You want to answer this question of the night, call to number 323-927-2990, or you can answer on Twitter at FCWHA Radio Show, or when I post it up on Facebook, you can answer there that is Shay Shay the Sun Goddess. Yes, like I said, we're going to be live at Whoville on the South Side on Brownsville Road, Carrick Lanes, Brownsville Road. That is 2036. Google Earth that if y'all know is y'all should. I don't care if y'all don't live on the South Side, make it happen. Find a way over there, make it happen. $3 at the door, 21 up event. Please bring your ID. All right, so I'm gonna get into the sexy music I'm gonna play for y'all tonight. Oh well, we're having technical difficulties. Like I said, we're on our way to Whoville Live. So actually, I'm going to ask the people that are in the car with me the question of the night, and I want them to answer, starting with Romance, trying to look away as if I don't see him in front of me. All right, so Romance, would you bring your creep to the house knowing that your spouse is there?
I'm going to keep it a beam real quick. My bad. I'm going to keep it a beam. How y'all doing, ladies and gentlemen? This is your boy, Romance. You know what it is and what I do. See, if I'm going to bring a creep to the crib and my spouse there, I ain't going to lie. I might as well get prepared to get killed. And, you know what I mean? Because it's definitely, unless my girl like girls, then that's the whole different story. But I know she don't, so I might as well get ready to get killed because I'm doing something real stupid.
Okay, so... I mean, but all right, what I mean by is, like, not the obvious. Of course, if you bring the person there, it's going to be like, who this? Like, if you brought your creep to the house, okay, and she came down and asked, who is this? Would you keep it 100 and say, oh, this is my creep? Or would you say, oh, this is my cousin. Oh, you remember Georgia? Yeah, she came all the way down to see me. So, I mean, what would you do if your spouse asked you, who is this?
I would have to really be like, good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I would have to sit back and keep it 100 because women on this earth is like detectives. They're going to find out the clues at the end of the day. I mean, Y'all have all the evidence in front of your face, but y'all still want the confession, so I'm going to have to confess up. That's how well I'm going to have to put it, man.
Okay, all right, so, yeah, singing that, you're definitely going to get your ass whooped. I mean, if I'm like, who this, and you're just like, oh, go to sleep. It's like, oh, no, I ain't playing. Pack your stuff, you're gone.
I'm gonna be like, at the end of the day, I'm going to be like, this is all a dream.
Oh, my God. Nah, no. All right, but I'm going to ask Dom next. I'm going to ask Dom, D-Nice, the question of the night. All right, so D-Nice, would you bring your creep over the house knowing that your spouse is there?
A creep? What do you mean by a creep?
Yeah, the person you cheating with, you know.
No.
You wouldn't bring her to the house while your spouse is there?
No, that's disrespectful.
This is, I don't make sense, man. I can't bring my creature out, that's disrespectful. But you can, though.
Certain hours of the night, only certain hours of the night.
Oh, my God. Okay, but what if, you know, you only have a one-time thing before she hit the road, you want some of that before she leave, and the only place you gotta go is your house.
The whole costume, right? Go in there, it's like Batman or one of Power Rangers. Make sure nobody sees your face. I'm like, oh, damn, bro, my life, what the hell is going on?
There's always a car.
That is true, but this scenario says we are not allowed to use imagination right here. You have to go by what I say, and that is, would you bring the creep to the house? All right, no. Okay, now we'll use imagination. Oh, okay, so you sneak her to the car. Okay, you sneak her to the car. Your spouse wakes up and she wants to go take a drive her to the gas station. She goes in the car. Y'all ain't doing nothing. She just see the female sitting there and she asks, who's that? What are you going to say?
Like,
This is not a dream romance.
What you gonna say? I'm cheating. Yup. I know, bro. I'm gonna be honest. I'm like, up and cheating, y'all. My name is Samantha.
So you're real, man. Don't get the real name, Samantha. Everybody said Samantha or Sandy.
Alright, so you actually own up to it if you were busted. Alright, so I'm actually going to ask, Miss Laverne. Y'all know who she is. She's definitely a hard promoter of SSF Southside Family. She don't feel like answering. She's very modest. But like I said, guys, if you want to answer that question of the night, call into the number. All right, Archive. Y'all know who Archive is. Y'all want to know. He's ridiculous. If y'all want to answer that question of the night, call to number 323-927-2990 or answer on Twitter at SDWHJ Radio Show. We have arrived at Whoville, like I said, Whoville on the south side of Brownsville Road. It is definitely going to be popping. It is from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. I forgot to say that. The party does not end until 2 in the morning. Y'all didn't see that, I almost got buckled, but it's all right. Good. Scratched my arm. Came out that like a Jeep. As I was saying, we ride to Whoville. If y'all know what that is, Google Earth that. I'm going to keep talking until we get the music situated. So, yes, y'all going to have to hear me talk all day, every day. What do you want, romance?
All right, I got another question to your question. Now, what is the girl... All right, it's a creep, whatever. So, I'm going to sit back and tell my girl this. What you got one of them girls that do not care?
She don't care. Well, they exist. You know, they're going to be like, all right, she had you for one night, but you coming back with me. Okay. There are girls that are like that. I am not like that. I don't like sharing that.
I ain't going to lie. I'd be like, baby, we could both play ping pong over here, okay? Look, you be a paddle, I be a paddle, and we got this ball right here. Let's see who wins. Okay, let's see. No, we're going to make a game out of this called let's see who tapped out first at the end of the day. That is your boy, Romance. I'm about to be gone.
y'all know who Romance is. He's part of SSF. Y'all can find him on Facebook. That is Romance. He also hosts his very own show. You know, it's all about romance and all that. Not him, Romance. Literally, Romance. It's Sunday Night Love with Romance. And he's every Sunday from 9 to 11. Like a reminder, like I said, I host from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. That is right. I almost said a.m., but I'll be standing here for hours. Okay, but yes, my hours cut short by Miss Chocolate, the original host of Creamy Fridays. We are working together. So I only have an hour, people. For the people that love my voice, and I hope I bring laughter, yes, my hour is cut short. But this will be better because now it's two sexies on one station. Love you, Miss Chocolate. Okay, I can't do her noise. She'd be like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I really suck. I suck ass. I got to come up with my own stuff, you know. But, I mean, I'm looking good down in Whoville. I'm not trying to be all, you know, cocky with it. I am. And I would love for y'all to join me and see me and be sexy with me. This is Creamy Fridays. This is what we do. We just be sexy, party, drink, get fucked up. We just, you know, we do it all. This is how SF roll. This is what we do. Oh, yeah. You know what? I actually haven't answered this question. Okay. Would I bring the creep to the house knowing that my spouse is there? Hell no. I won't. Though, if it's one of those moments, you know, spur of the moment, if, okay, look, listen. Now, it depends how it all goes down. Okay? If I'm one of those, oh, I regret doing this, but I'm so lusting for him right now. And then I do it. I would not bring him to the house. Now, if my spouse was an asshole and he did something to me, you know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is my cousin John. You know what I'm saying? He flew down to see me. Like, he's staying here for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Go hang with the guys. I'm going to catch up with John here. You know what I'm saying? Here's the 40. Make yourself look pretty. Go hang with your boyfriend. So once he leaves, and yes, I'll get cracking right on that luxury couch. But honestly, I'm not like that. Just don't cross me. All right, so I'm going to check to see if this music is set up. Thank you guys for listening to me talk. But my hour is... it's not almost up, but still, it feels like it is. I'm so used to playing music and talking, but now, definitely cut short. This is definitely going to be a change. We are going to have to get used to this together. Thank you for growing with me, and now we get to experience something else. Me and Miss Chocolate are going to share. Actually, I'm going to play, like, the fuck hard songs, and she's going to play the more sensual R&B. You know, so it's definitely two styles clash in one. Not clash, but two styles in one. So we're definitely going to get turned up on Creamy Fridays. We're going to cut fools, especially live. Hell yeah, especially live. So let me see what's going on with the music here. See if we can get to the music. All right, so, KK, we good with the music? We got this? I'll say in a second. Sorry, KK, take your time. KK. Oh, okay, I didn't know you want to answer that question of the night. All right, so I'll repeat it. Would you bring your creep to the house knowing that your spouse was there?
Well, if I bring my creep to the house and my spouse, your phone's so bright, it's lying. If I bring my creep to the house while my spouse is there, ain't no creep. We got something else going on. Remember that song? You, me, and he. What we gonna do about it, baby?
No, I'm sorry.
But then, shit, ain't no creep. Got to bring her to the crib. She know about her. She know about her. There ain't no creep no more. It's all out in the open.
Okay, but what if your girl's not okay with it? What if she's like, who's this? And you just start singing, oh, he's doing this, baby. It's like, no. Who is she? What was she going to say when she asked? What if she ain't okay with it?
Pineapples.
Ain't no pineapples, Archive. You can't call pineapples in real life. Only Kevin Hart.
I think I might have to do a Wyclef if that happens.
What's a Wyclef? What are you talking about?
Someone please call 911.
Why do you make him sound like that? He did not sound that crusty. Archives, no. He did not sound crusty at all. I actually love Wack. Oh, wait. Okay. I think we're good on the music. We're good on the music. Okay, everyone. We're going to get to the music. Mwah.
Music up. Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more.
Mama always told me to be careful. this pussy, boy. Fuck it.
Fuck it right, boy. Fuck it right, boy.
Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit.
Lamborghini, you don't even see me. Bad bitch, no bikini, taking shots of Henny. Order calamari, said she wants a fettuccine. Five star bitches, my bitches don't eat a Denny. Run the city, you run a lap trying to get with me. I'm all in her red skin, like a plate for Washington. I'm 5'8 but 6'10, my dick stand like Superman. Show the lean that bitch. Meals cause I'm hot, trigger finger, keep that pussy wet. Bills in my fist, shorty, she gon' dance on my dick.
Meals cause I'm hot, trigger finger, keep that pussy wet. Bills in my fist, shorty, she gon' dance on my dick.
Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit. Do my dance on your dick, ooh, you know you love this shit.
Took pipe gaze, ass like like Trina, face like
Mario.
Shot it on the chest, she said, Daddy, aim.
Mario.
Put Jimmy on the titties and I bust off.
Rick.
Gave her mayonnaise on the face pearl.
Nick.
We turned the camera on and we did a sex.
Freeze.
She called me R. Kelly and I call her.
That's my bitch right there, nigga.
Handful of ass and a fistful of ass in the air, face down. I'm a beast when I fuck, I'ma put it. I'ma have you saying no, please let me get. I'ma make you say that's a spot, don't take it. I'm feeling like Akinelli, put it in ya. Kanye, tell them gold digging holes that we pimping in the. And it ain't payday unless nuts in ya.
If you want it, you can get it. If you with it, I'ma hit it. Flip it, rub it up, smack it, look back at it. On my alley.
Look back at me, look back at me.
Freaking evening, just call me up and I talking about that business, baby. It's more than just an eight-letter word. It describes me and you and what we do. Hold on, this shit is so good,
yeah.
I gotta pay for it.
You've been playing all night, now it's time to handle business, baby. Yeah, keep going hard on your job. When you do it, man, you drive me crazy. You're driving me crazy when you...
Yeah. off, I'ma
heat it up.
That back, I'ma
heat it up.
Lil' mama, I'ma
heat it up.
All night, I'ma
heat it up.
That mouth, I'ma
heat it up.
That back, I'ma
heat it up.
That's right.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad?
Girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want a smartness. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiends what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't want to leave. I ain't about to judge you, no, judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your ass feet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean it. I know, I just be calling a meaner. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a D-pad. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need that. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your DC. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, flow, dope, go, for it, couch, now, slow, motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows you was going for the moon. Hold up. Her feelings, she breaks hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, we getting hollered at, I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really date much, but it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you when it's time cold, shawty fall through, baby like a say approach, how they caught you, all of mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to catch up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth, eh? Nope. Okay, big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it is working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, card in the morning, cell number wasn't on, got.
Is it bad? I never made love, no. That was Wild Bad. I love that song. Seriously. If you don't know the meaning of To The Well, I don't know what to tell you. Find it out. All right, so I'm going to repeat the question of the night. The question of the night is, excuse me, the question of the night is, would you bring your creep to the house knowing that your spouse is there? And, I mean, if so, if you, because I had a lot of people that said, you know, yeah, with whatever. If you do, and of course your spouse is going to be like, who's this? What would you say? What would you tell your spouse? There is somebody else in the house. Another, you know, it's not like you, if you're a guy, you're not bringing a guy into the house, or if you're, well, unless you roll that way, or vice versa. But you're bringing somebody else in the house, and it's like hella late, because nobody's gonna bring their creep at like 3 p.m. So it's like 3 a.m. hella late, and your spouse's like, okay, who's this? What would you say? Call into the number 323-927-2990. Make sure you press 1 so I'll know to get to you. Want to answer that question of the night. Also, you could answer on Twitter at FCWHA Radio Show or on my Facebook. That is Shay Shay the Sun Guys. I actually have, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I actually have answers on my Facebook. All right, so Sarah Calloway said, huh, no. She didn't really give why, but she just said no. Okay, so James Madden said, I would definitely bring my creep to the house, especially if it's an emergency situation. I'm not going to get booty juice on my car and in my leather seats, so I'll definitely bring her back to the house. And if my spouse wakes up and asks who this is, I'll tell her that it is my long-lost sister from Kentucky, and we are catching up. Go back to sleep. Okay, all right, James Madden, where to go? That's, you know, that's what he'll say. He won't even, you know, that whole long-lost sister thing. I don't know if that will work, my man, but, hey, you could try. All right, so Elizabeth said, yeah, she would bring her creep to the house because her man, she feels as though that he's disrespecting her, so she will disrespect him back. Right on his king-size chair. Okay. Well, I mean, you do you. If you feel disrespected, you want to do that by all means. You know, like James Madden said, yeah, put that booty juice on there. But like I said, just because I have an hour does not mean the show is over. Miss Chocolate will be hosting from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right. Get used to this, people, because this is a change and this is happening. Okay? All right? So stay on the line. Stay. That is a demand. But like I said earlier, we are down in Hooville on the South Side on Brownsville Road 2036. $3 at the door. You have to be 21 and up. Please bring your IDs. We all play. You ain't allowed in. Live music. Get to see all the sexy ladies and all the swag boys, especially you get to see Miss Chocolate and I host together this Creamy Friday, and for so on and so on of every Creamy Fridays. All right, so I'm going to let KK get back into the music.
God damn, little mama. You know you thick as hell, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, after the club, you know what I'm talking about? Me and my niggas gonna be together, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even worried about them really, though. I'm just looking at you. Yeah, you know. You got them big ass hips, god damn.
Got the body of a goddess. Got eyes for the pink and brown. I see you, girl. Coming down from the city. My crib and do that nice thing. Nice thing.
I'm in love with a stripper.
She climbing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing, that's molding. I'm in love with a stripper.
She creeping, she playing, she playing.
I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm staying.
I'm in love with a stripper.
She climbing, she rolling, she rolling.
She climbing, that's molding. I'm in love with a stripper.
She creeping, she playing, she playing.
I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm staying.
I'm in love with a stripper.
Tell you your girl good night.
So when you're rocking that up in the club, I swear you're gonna make them fall in love. So when you're rocking that up in the club, I swear you're gonna make them fall in love, love.
All right, so guys, my show is just about up. I'd like to thank all the people who called in, listened online, answered on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you guys so, so much. I definitely appreciate it. I am just about up, but Miss Chocolate, she is coming on the air. She came last Friday. If y'all missed that, y'all can definitely check up on that on whharadioshow.weebly.com if you missed past shows. But, yes, this is permanent. She's coming on from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Y'all don't want to miss that. And if, strangely, y'all do miss that, then you better come live. Whoville. I'm South Island Brownsville Road. Come party with us from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. That is right. The party does not end. Just because the radio show does at 11 does not mean that, you know, the show, the party ends. The party doesn't. All right. So, all right. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, excuse me. Oh, my God, I messed up. I meant that Miss Chocolate is from 10 to 11. What is wrong with me? What's going on? Like, 9 o'clock already passed. Thank you, Miss Laverne. Give credit to Miss Laverne because I'm going crazy, and I said from 9 to 11. I don't even know. I'm just excited. That is all. I am just excited. I've lost my mind. Miss Chocolate smiling at me now. She already know. But, yes, thank you, guys, for tuning in to my show. Please stay tuned for Miss Chocolate, and I'm going to pass it on right now. Hey, world, it's your girl, Miss Chocolate, and I am back. I'm so happy to be here right now. The question of the night goes as follows. If you had a creep, would you invite your creep to your house that you share with your spouse? And if so, how far would the encounter go? Like, as far as your spouse being upstairs, would you be downstairs with your creep, kissing, touching, or would it go as far as actual intercourse? You give me a call at 323-927-2990, also on the web at whharadioshow.weebly.com. But right now, Ms. KK, get back to that music, baby. Hey, welcome to Creamy Fridays. Thank you for checking me out. I've been waiting for you to hear me. Come on, let's talk.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made, it usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears before they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? No, I I don't like you, I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute, that's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it, though I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever.
You feel, you know, you were my first time. A new feel, it won't ever get old. Not in my soul, not in my spirit. Keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white.
Or do you not think so far?
Baby, let's run away. I get lost in the day. I love that you love what you do, and just like any other girl, baby, I love you the same. No, you gotta go, the DJ's calling you to the stage. Go ahead, baby, do your thing. Honey, complexion, body of a goddess, 22, was on Alexis, name Alexis. By the way, her Texas, big face Rolexes. While she's undressing, man, I'm stressing. She's extremely blessed,
daily bread. If you a chicken head, go somewhere and lay some eggs. I make you make your bed, taste that head. I got a move that'll break your leg. Know what I'm talking about? Known to kill pussy nigga, chalk it out. Our first date was the Waffle House. Different day, different escapades. If they don't like it, their opinion like Escalade. Everybody got one.
Of a goddess, 22, was on Alexis, name Alexis. By the way, her Texas, big face Rolexis. While she's undressing, man, I'm stressing. She's extremely blessed, extremely blessed, extremely blessed.
She slow grinded the whole time. Yeah. I told her have a seat, you sitting on a gold mine. Big ass, long hair, thick thighs. Eat lobster tail like French fries. Yeah, I'm the type to buy you a car for the fifth time. This skinny nigga doing big time. Wait, dinner dates, I demonstrate how to penetrate. If you ain't with it, it's a
limitate. Body of a goddess, 22, was on Alexis, name Alexis. By the
This is your girl, Miss Chocolate, and we are talking about creeps and spouses and all of the above. So the question is, if you did have a creep, would you bring your creep home to the house that you and your spouse share while your spouse is there? Sleep maybe in another room? What would you do? And as far as you and your creep, how far would the encounter go? Would it be kissing, touching, feeling, or would you go full-blown sexual intercourse with this creep while your spouse is in a different area of the house? Now, my answer to the question is I do not have the balls to even cheat on my boyfriend. I would never do that because I want him to respect me, so I'm going to show him the respect that I want to receive. So, I mean, it would be impossible for me to even try to creep and try to be sneaky because I'm not the sneaky type. I just can't do it. I wish I could sometimes, but I can't. So, no, I would never bring anyone to my home because, I mean, sometimes the stuff is just so good that it becomes a stalker, and then he'll be coming when you're not home, and you don't want that to happen because then it'll just be your spouse there. And my situation, and there might be a little gunfire going on. So I wouldn't want anyone to get hurt in that situation, as well as people's hearts, not just being shot at and hit and whatever. I don't want anybody being heartbroken because that hurts also. So I don't have the balls to do it, but you call me and you tell me if you have the balls to bring your creep to your house that you share with your spouse. Call me 323-927-2990. Also on the web at wharadioshows.weebly.com. I am also on Facebook at Miss MV Chocolate Creamy Fridays, and I have posted the question on the status. You can comment below. But for now, we're going to get back to the music.
You called me. Everything I do now makes chill, but she got me on the spot. She's so cocky, and the way that she watching me got me feeling hot. Shorty knows that I got a girl, and I really can't break the rules. Plus, paparazzi snap the shots, and it's hard for me to shake these fools. So do I one, put it on the, work my way to the front. Do I two, take my part and chill, no tether pool, no stunts, or maybe three. That. I ain't no punk, I'ma get a shot at what you want.
I don't care about your plans. Ain't gotta rush, I just wanna take it nice. right, I will. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you like no one has ever made you feel. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you, freaking like no one has ever made you feel, yeah.
Take off your clothes tip. So fellas, grab your ladies and make it real wet.
Baby, take off your clothes and
now that we are all alone,
I want you to
in, turn your body. Stick my key in the ignition, girl, let's get it started.
Don't knock me out, don't knock me out, just wear me out.
See, I came to put in work and I ain't clocking out. Baby,
I'ma take off your clothes, my baby. I'ma make your body explode.
Your creep over to the house where your spouse is currently at. Maybe in a different room, would you invite your creep over, and you and your creep are in the living room and your spouse is upstairs sleep in the bedroom? Or would you go in the basement if it's a finished basement? And what would you do when you're down there? I have someone here answering the question right now. How are you, ma'am?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So you heard the question.
I heard the question, and I think it is totally, totally ridiculous. I couldn't even see myself in that situation.
Right.
The answer is no way.
Okay, well, how about this? What if a nice fella invited you over, and you unknowingly went over there, and his mate was upstairs, and you heard footsteps or heard some rumbling going on upstairs? What would you do?
I would want to know who is that, and if I found out that it was his spouse, I think I would just he'd be in trouble. He'd be in trouble. I think I'd be out of there.
Okay, well let me
what's
put
going
it
on now.
Right. Let me put it to you like this then, okay? You and him, you guys been talking for a long time, and you was like, you know what, I'm gonna give him some time. And you go over to his house, which the house you unknowingly went over to the house with him and his spouse. His spouse was upstairs, and then you all start fooling around. Right after you got done, you heard footsteps. What would you do?
I still would want to know who was that.
And what if he said, my wife. Just like, that's my wife. What are you asking for?
Get me out of there. That's it. After that, just have to get out of here. Nowadays, I don't know what she's coming with.
She doesn't know. She's in the dark. You wouldn't go up there and knock on the door and say, you know what, your husband invited me over here. I am so sorry, but he has done you wrong.
I would have to leave.
You wouldn't let her know that he, I mean, for him to have the balls enough to do something like that, you were not the first one. So you wouldn't warn her? Put yourself in a situation. Wouldn't you want someone to warn you?
I think I'd get out of there and then call back.
So you're scared.
I let her know. I just be
honest. How are
you going to
call back? We have cell phones nowadays. He's going to answer his phone. She's not going to answer his phone. So how would you let her know?
Yeah. That would probably be it for us, me and him. And I'd let her know, yeah, what kind of man he is.
But you wouldn't engage in sexual intercourse if you heard from them.
After hearing somebody else's announce, no.
Well, what if he was giving you oral sex and you heard footsteps? Would you stop him or would you get your nut off and then ask questions?
Miss Chocolate. I'd probably rush it on.
So you would get your nut off and then say, well, who was that walking off around while you was downtown?
Yeah, because sometimes, I mean, you can't stop.
Sometimes you can.
Sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. So it depends on at what point you're at.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's your name? Do you have any shout-outs tonight?
My name is Miss Chocolate.
Frank.
Obviously, you have too many
shout-outs. To everyone that listens to the show, to SSS and all its affiliates, and everybody have a good night.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Well, that was Miss Chocolate's friend. I didn't know we were friends, actually. Nice to meet you. To anyone else who wants to answer the question, please give me a call, 323-927-2990. Now, Fiza has heard the question of if she heard the footsteps in the middle of getting oral sex performed. I'm thinking of the question, I don't know what I would do in a situation like that. If he was down there and I heard footsteps, I don't know if I would say, you know, what the hell is that? Or would I be like, oh, don't stop. Feel so good. I don't know what I would do. That's very confusing. I want to know what you would do. Give me a call, 323-927-2990. Again, I am on Facebook, Miss MC Chocolate, Creamy Fridays, and we are also on the web, whharadioshows.weebly.com. We're here for another, 15 minutes, but the party will still go on until 2 o'clock, so come on to Whoville on Brownsville Road. We're going to be here until $2-$3 at the door, 21 and over to get in. Just come party with us. The party's going on all night. This is hosted by Southside Family, so come party with Southside Family, Miss Shay Shay the Sun Goddess, Miss KK DJing, and myself, Miss Chocolate. Well, I guess I'll talk to you all next week where we will have another question. Maybe I'll make it a little more sexy for you all. You can comment on my Facebook and give me suggestions on a question that you may have and you want answers to. Again, that's Miss Chocolate MC, Chocolate Creamy Fridays. Until next time, you guys, have a wonderful evening. If I don't see you, come in tonight. Have a good morning. Bye.
I'm only in your time for one night. Got enough time to rush through the drill. Girl, tell me how you feel deep down inside. Yeah, I'm trying to make you feel so right. Whatever you're
call in every Friday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The number is 323-927-2990 or listen online at whharadioshow.weebly.com.